There is a tough crowd out there ready to condemn zoos when something like the killing of Harambe the gorilla in Cincinnati happens. Are zoos cruel and outdated? Are they essential to conserving endangered species?
I do not think that we should keep zoos as a form of entertainment. Although I love seeing animals, I would much prefer that they close the zoos.
The person to blame here are the parents. That gorilla should not have been shot.
Why is no one mentioning the moronic parents who allowed a four-year-old to climb a barrier like that?
They should have never shot that gorilla. They could have used a tranquilizer gun. It would have been just as efficient.
You're still giving us your views, and you can continue to do so at 877-8-MY-TAKE. But there is a pro-zoo constituency as well. Dr. Dave Hone, a paleontologist and science contributor for The Guardian, joins me from London, England. Welcome, Dave.
Thanks very much for having me.
What do you think the principal value is of zoos, and is it different in the 21st century than it was in the 1800s?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's developed enormously. You know, some of the earliest zoos were, the real early ones, you know, going back into the 12 and 1300s were basically just a menagerie, almost just a status of power. What was arguably one of the first truly public modern zoos was what is now London Zoo. And actually that was done as a foundation for scientific research with the Zoological Society of London. So I think actually the kind of research thread has actually always been there with the modern concept of the zoo. But obviously what they're most known for is quote unquote entertainment. I have a little trouble with that as a terminology because it implies, some kind of exhibition beyond actually the animal simply being there and, you know, hopefully acting naturally.
Although the criticism has been made that in terms of species preservation, it's very rare that species bred in captivity go on to live in the wild, that they become a source of bred in captivity for captivity zoo stock.
Yes, it's absolutely true that obviously captive bred stock can become inured to a zoo and even actively selected for keeping those animals in captivity. But again, I would argue that that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be doing it in order to try and preserve them. And the fact that there are success stories, there are numerous animals which are only alive in the wild now because they were conserved in zoos. And there are also numerous animals which are only alive in zoos and are extinct in the wild. In an ideal world, yes, we could return huge numbers of animals to pristine habitats. Unfortunately, that's not the world we live in.
Both parties here describe themselves as animal lovers, the anti-zoo group and people like yourselves. Is there a way for them to coexist?
My personal take is that I don't have a particular problem with many, not all animals. Again, there are certainly some species which should not, cannot be kept in captivity, but being kept in a captive environment, the criticisms and complaints and things that usually come into animals being enclosed is usually that it's in some way unnatural or it inhibits the animal's freedom. Again, even giant national parks typically have a fence around them. In some way, shape or form, the animal's movement actually is limited. The reality for most animals is that their movement is in some way inhibited. They can't live where it's too hot or too cold or too wet or too dry. Many of them simply don't want to. You know, there are lots of animals which will never leave the few square feet that they were born in. Animals in the wild, it's not some halcyon paradise. These are animals which are at constant risk of disease, injury, death, you know, predation, being eaten alive, risk of not finding a mate, huge amounts of stress from food and water resources and all the rest of that. And actually, you know, compare that to good zoos. Animals have a huge amount of space. They will never run short of food or water or a mate. If they get sick, they get veterinary treatment. There is a good reason that very, very large numbers of animals have very long lifespans in zoos compared to the wild. And it's because they live relatively stress-free, happy lives. But I don't have a huge problem with the fundamental idea of animals in captivity in the vast majority of cases.
Finally, in the Cincinnati case, do you think they had a choice not to shoot that gorilla in your view?
I haven't looked at the details of the incident. I haven't watched the videos, et cetera. I wouldn't want to comment on what the zoo did as a choice without knowing the animals. What I would say is, you know, I have some experience in animal behavior at some of the stuff that I work on. I have worked in several zoos in the past when I was much, much younger. And for animals like the large primates larger mammals, where actually there's almost a ratio of 1-to-1, you know, you tend to have one or two keepers for every one or two animals. These people have probably worked with those animals day in, day out for years, if not decades. if they know and understand the behavior of their animal intimately, and obviously no one will probably be a greater advocate for the protection and, you know, best care of that individual animal than the keepers looking after it. The impression I'm getting from what I've heard, again, not what I've seen or read directly, is that they agreed that was the best decision. Then you have to say that was probably the best decision in terms of saving the child's life. You know, there's an entirely different moral argument about how do you value endangered species and all the rest of it. But it's certainly true, comments that I've seen out there, you know, an anesthetic is not like the movies. You don't hit an animal with a dart and it passes out in half a second. You get the dose wrong, you kill the animal anyway, or it just gets enraged because you've just shot it with a tranquilizer. Realistically, if the animal was in real danger, or there was a real risk to the child, you know, that is simply not an option. And your choice is, do we hope that the situation improves, or do we think the situation is about to improve or not?
Dr. Dave Hone is a paleontologist and a Guardian contributor. Thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you very much.
Zoo or no zoo? When was your last visit to a zoo? Tell us what it was like. Wisconsin. I think some animals are perfect and happy living in a zoo. I visited the zoo a couple of years ago. New Jersey. Not sure anymore. And this whole gorilla thing has been making me think more about it.
This is Kevin Sutton from Dallas, Texas. I think it's fine to keep animals in zoos as long as they're kept in a safe environment and that is close to their natural habitat as possible. There is so much we can learn from animals, and I think in many ways we're protecting endangered species by keeping them in a place where they can't be poached or otherwise harmed.
Zoos depress me. Animals in cages and stupid people gawking, idiot children climbing into cages, and then the outrage. It's all too heartbreaking. If they can be a haven for endangered plants and animals, then maybe. Last time I was in a zoo was about 12 years ago in Barcelona, and it made me cry my eyes out.
Larchmont, New York. I think we need harsh punishment for those who cannot control their children and cause the death of beautiful, majestic, critically endangered, peaceful creatures. 8778, my take is our number. Comment at facebook.com/thetakeaway.